and DeMello. Coast FM.
There were reports of a mini tornado in one street in Butler, north of Joondalup, yesterday
what?
Afternoon.
One
yesterday afternoon, yeah.
What, they had a whirly-whirly?
Yeah, well...
And they reported it.
In less than a minute, fences were down, tiles were thrown off roofs, and yes, at least one trampoline went looking for a new home.
Oh my goodness, look at that.
How random though.
Yeah. It,
like just a few houses in one street and in a snap, less than a minute and it's gone.
That is weird.
It is. And in unrelated news, I hear Pinky and the Brain have successfully tested their black hole generator, which they apparently set up in a backyard lab somewhere in Perth's northern suburbs.
There you go.
Yes.
We found them.
Somebody's been doing experiments. That's all I'm thinking. Someone's got their, they've got a homemade large or a small hadron collider somewhere in Butler.
Okay. Look out for it if I figure out what that is.
If the next world dictator comes from Butler, don't be surprised.
Okay.
SpaceX, by the way, the space exploration company founded in 2002 by eccentric South African-born billionaire and recent dad again, Elon Musk. They've been forced to postpone the first launch of NASA astronauts from American soil in almost a decade because of
bad weather.
Rain. It's amazing. Billions of dollars in training and cutting-edge technology. Finest minds working ridiculous hours. And I don't know if you've actually, yeah, and all shut down by weather.
We still can't seem to get around weather, can we? Like,
no,
that all of our technology, and we still get shut down. Like, everything stops when it rains.
It is the constant, especially Perth drivers.
It's Perth drivers.
Or maybe they don't stop quick enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is just a reminder that for all the stuff that we do, we kind of still have to pay our respects to nature. Nature still rules.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, but was it Bob and Doug we decided that we discovered?
Bob and Doug
were the
decided.
Names?
We didn't name them. That's their names.
No. That job was done by others. But that's the name of the two astronauts.
Bob
that were,
and Doug.
That were left, like, strapped in, ready to go. It was only called off 17 minutes before the launch
how
was due to
could
happen.
Could you not look at the sky and be like, pretty sure this isn't going to happen?
How bad are the weather forecasts over there that they kind of go, oh,
I know.
Maybe
let's
it'll
just
change.
Keep
maybe
waiting.
It'll clear up. Just leave them there.
Poor Bob and Doug took 2 hours to get into their space suits, and now they're sitting there waiting.
Although, kind of looked at the photos of them, and they look like the Stig in a car, but like the outfits look much cooler than the old school astronaut.
Well,
but they
I'd
look
imagine,
like Stig outfits.
I imagine it would look pretty cool considering Elon's.
Well, it did. It almost
designing the whole thing
looked like it had a sunroof.
I'm sure it does.
I'm not sure.
We've got flat screens popping out of every surface, and
yeah, it is. It's miles away from what the Russians are putting up there, anyway. That's for sure. Now, unlike many humans, there are experts out there predicting dogs are going to emerge from the coronavirus lockdown fitter, healthier and calmer than most of us. But they reckon that may be short-lived. So just this is a heads up.
Because everyone's home with them.
Well, yeah. The health gains might not last when everyone gets back to work. And the dogs, they reckon, likely to experience separation anxiety and potential weight gain and more owners likely to come home to the whirlwind that is a house of an unhappy dog.
Yes, I experienced that after only a few hours apart.
Really?
The lawn gets dug up. Well, I don't know if it's really separation anxiety or if he just forgets where he buries his bone and he has to dig up the entire lawn looking for it. I could tell you exactly where it is at. It's right there.
I used to remember.
Right there.
Well, come home occasionally and family with a poodle would have ripped the, you know, the blinds off and just go completely nuts. It's like we went down the road for bread.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you know,
he
we're
coming
home.
He can't be inside. I can't leave Odie inside. He eats all our remote controls. Pulls books off the shelf in different rooms.
Maybe he's just reading.
He goes into every room, honestly. He's like, that's it. You're never leaving me again. I'm going to eat everything.
Whereas the cats, as far as I can tell, have been writing to the government for weeks already trying to get everyone to go back to work.
Like, please, we're
in
sick
fact,
of them.
I think I've just worked out they're the ones that have been trying to push to open up the state borders.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this video that's been kicking around the last few days. It's an obstacle course that this ex-NASA engineer has built to keep squirrels away from his bird feeder.
Trust a NASA engineer to overcomplicate something. Sorry.
It is absolutely insane. So he's tried to keep them away because they keep stealing all the bird seed. Like,
okay.
He wanted beautiful birds in his backyard, set up the bird seed, squirrels came and ate it all. So he set up this insane, like, ninja warrior obstacle course to keep them away from it. It's like parkour masters.
Right.
But for animals.
I bet you they're still getting through.
And they are. Little buggers. Can still get to the bird seed. They will get through anything.
See? Amazing what some things will do for nuts.
Mm.
Okay, I didn't think about that.
Nikki and Zamello's Three Things You Need to Know.
Now, I don't know if you've heard or not, but we're doing what we can, and that's not much, to help restart Mandurah this WA Day, which is, I mean, the city's come to it. You know, there's a lot of people that have come together. We're just kind of, you know, we're just kind of saying, hey, come check this out. But hey, we're doing what we can.
We are putting you in the draw, though. I mean, yes. You have to get through us.
We're putting, there's a concert coming up on WA Day. It's at a secret location. There's a bunch of great local musos that are going to be there. It's catered as well.
Yeah, there's some awesome meals from Red Manor. These guys are putting on a trio of oysters, some sticky pork belly, chicken breast, and there's also a Red Manor sampler of desserts and drinks. That's the whole thing.
So if you know somebody that's been doing amazing work, a local hero through these COVID days, nominate them. That's what we want you to do. Go to the website coastlive.com.au and them and 10 friends could be experiencing this little do that's coming up WA Day. So
I mean, you should be a part of that 10.
You can let them know that you nominated them.
Exactly, I mean, right. You should be heading along.
Now, a heads up for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wear White at Work Day. There's a lot of W's in that. Wear White at Work Day to support sufferers of mental illness and the families of suicide victims.
Right.
So, yeah, tomorrow, Wear White. And make a gold coin donation at whitereef.org.au.
And don't bring spaghetti for lunch, because we all know what happens when you wear white and eat spaghetti.
Cool. And today is International Hamburger Day.
Hey, get a hamburger in ya.
Oh, if you were ever inclined, why not have one for breakfast today? Oh,
for breakfast? Wow, yeah. Okay.
Well, you know what? I read the other day that all of science reckon that pizza is better than cereal in many, many options. I suppose it depends on what cereal and what pizza you're talking about. But so surely a burger is a reasonable swap for pizza. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Views and opinions may not express those of science or anyone. Time to nominate another local hero for our Restart Mandurah WA Day concert event on Monday. How are you, Jackie?
Hi, good, thanks, me.
Very well.
Good, thanks, Jackie.
You nominated Will for our little Restart Mandurah concert that's planned for the public holiday, for WA Day. Now...
Yeah.
Well, we're just looking. Will is a school principal, is he?
Of Oakwood Primary School. Did you want to tell us a little bit about him?
Sure. We have a pretty new school community, and I think Will has been really the heart of making our school what it is and bringing our community together. I feel like he just really exudes like the love for the school and get to know all the families and all the children's names, and especially over the COVID crazy time.
Well, yeah, it was an especially tough time for anyone involved in education. So I'm guessing he managed to keep everyone smiling by the sound of things through all of that.
Yep, they just really exuded calm, collected positivity. And I'm sure it was a bit crazy for them, but they just really helped to be very positive and, you know, leaders for our community as well, and to keep us all together, and just I'm sure for the teachers as well, he provided really great leadership.
And I see here that you've written that he used to wear funny costumes to bring a smile to everyone's faces. Well, did he greet the school in costume?
Well, the first day that we opened up, they had beautiful balloons to welcome all the kids back, you know, at the gates, because the parents weren't allowed to come into the school gates. But we're doing a cookie fundraiser, and he was wearing a giant cookie outfit the other day. And for National Simultaneous Storytime yesterday, he was dressed up as the Chicken Divas.
Okay.
My son came home from school and he said, Mr. Davis was wearing a chicken outfit and he was wearing a dress. And it was so funny.
That's hilarious. Like he does. And a deserving entrant to our Restart Mandurah competition. So thank you so much, Jackie, for nominating him. He is now officially in the draw and could be enjoying a lovely sit-down meal, four-course meal, thanks to Red Manor and, of course, the City of Mandurah and the awesome musicians, thanks to Bleeding Air Music. So good on you for nominating him.
Oh, no worries. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
with a window into the weird world of Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki P.
Thank you. Now, a collectibles shop in England is selling Elvis Presley's rhinestone-studded jock strap over $55,000.
When it comes to style, Elvis Presley had money.
He had money,
but
didn't
he didn't have style.
You can't buy style.
I haven't seen Graceland, but I've been told that there's leopard prints, there's all sorts of it, but rhinestone, so jewelled undies.
Yeah.
How comfortable could they possibly have been?
Not very, I would imagine. But the king is believed to have covered his jewels with, jewels. in the form of this initialed jock strap in the 70s. So it had his name on it as well. The store manager of this collectible shop says calls it extravagant, absurd, and absolutely Elvis.
Yeah.
So there you go. Halsey, more weird news. Halsey has revealed that she's endured a quarantine injury. This is her explanation.
I was loading the dishwasher and I pulled the door down to load the dishwasher and the kitchen floor was wet and I tripped over the dishwasher door. And after, 2,000 live shows where I'm jumping around for 2 hours, I finally fractured my ankle in the kitchen at my house.
Okay.
Yeah, very specific. Apparently, she's also broken two toes on her other foot.
Same incident or?
It doesn't say. That's just a side note. By the way, also two toes on my other foot. So I hope she's all right.
Yeah.
And hope she gets better. I don't know how she's getting around with two injured feet.
Terribly awkward set of injuries.
Anyway, good luck to her. Now, Billie Eilish has shared the video she screened on her 2020 tour that showed her stripping down to make a statement against body shaming.
Okay.
The 3.5-minute video, we're not going to play the whole thing, it's all right, is titled Not My Responsibility and opens with her staring at the camera as she slowly unzips her hoodie and reads this.
Doesn't stop at the hoodie though,
no.
Does it?
No.
Okay. If I wear what is comfortable,
naughty word there. Yes. Yeah, anyway, she also says she prefers to wear baggy clothes because no one can have an opinion on what they haven't seen underneath. Fair enough. And Justin.
And then she goes and unzips it and shows everyone.
Yeah. It's all to make a statement.
Okay.
Justin and Hailey Bieber are suing a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon who claims Hailey has had multiple facial adjustments, shall we say. Dr. Daniel Barrett posted a TikTok video last week comparing a 2011 image of Hailey to one from 2016 and said this.
Check out the position of the nose, the dorsum, how refined it is in 2016, and how much smaller the tip is from 2011 to 2016. That doesn't happen from puberty or growing. In addition to the rhinoplasty, I think she's had a couple other things done, but importantly and very noticeably, lip filler and a genioplasty, which is a chin implant. I think she's gorgeous no matter what, whether she wants to admit to having plastic surgery or not. It's her business.
Too little, too late at the end.
You can't chuck that in at the end. They're suing him for misrepresentation, defamation, slander, false light, violation of rights, copyright, blah, 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 blah. They're suing him for everything.
Copyright?
Yeah. I don't know how, but anyway, they're also demanding that he remove the video, but he has told TMZ he will not be taking it down.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.